Hey, Marker, being that Ricardo's with you guys, let's get right to it. Action! We're late to the party. What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan680.
I'm Angela at that cat at the end.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk for movie fans, guys. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Let's get right to it, ladies and gentlemen. This is our review of Being the Ricardos. Man, what a crazy story this is. I know we're late to the party on this. This came out way back when, in 2021. We're in 2022 now, which is crazy. It's definitely been a rough start for the year for us a little bit. But yeah, but let's get right to it, man. This follows the story of Lucy and Desi as they face a crisis that could end their careers and another that could end their marriage. Let's get right. Let's talk about this movie, Angela. What was your first reaction out of watching this movie? This is available on Amazon Prime, by the way. And what was your reaction of this? I mean, coming out of this movie, I know I was shocked because I just didn't know the story. I didn't know any of the story. Yeah.
So I've read articles before kind of shedding light on their marriage. You know, obviously their marriage wasn't as picture perfect as they were on screen. Yeah. A lot of stuff going on behind closed doors.
No one knew. No social media.
So I definitely read articles in the past about that, and it was shocking then. So seeing this wasn't as shocking. I know it was shocking for you because you hadn't heard of it to that extent.
It was definitely different because the way this film actually projects and everything. I love the way this film was formatted. This was directed by Aaron Sorkin, and he comes in and he really shapes this film. I feel like this film's so well directed in the leadership of just focusing, like, I love how they did this, and this is not a spoiler per se, but it's like Sunday, Monday, whenever they did the days of the week, they would it's almost like he's putting you into this world, into like you're part of the crew. And I love that because we get a part of that.
I like how we get, like you say, production-wise, like how they're going to film this episode and the struggles not only going through at the time, whether it was in the 40s. But you also get like what's going on in their marriage. You get these layers, and it's like flashbacks and present day and what's going on present day,
and what made them fell in love with each other too
in the past, and how they met, fell in love. It's really interesting to see that play out. And I, like you said, my first impression was the cast. I thought the cast was brilliant. I loved all of them.
Nicole Kidman did a phenomenal job. And she comes in this role and just makes it and transforms it to herself. If she doesn't get at least Oscar nomination here, I mean, dude, come on. She deserves it because at least nominated to be an Oscar for this movie. Because for me, personal-wise, I think she stood out more in the film. Her portraying this character, Lucille, portraying this character, it really shared that moment of just how great of an actress she is, and it really shared and broadened her moment, and just a lot of stuff is just like, wow, I didn't know that was Nicole Kidman. When you first see her on screen, it's kind of like you kind of recognize her, but then you kind of don't. It's weird, the makeup, it's just the hairdo. Right, it's all of it. And that's the beauty of filmmaking, is that you kind of transform yourself into that. And I loved her so much in it. Her presence on screen is phenomenal. I loved it. She better get Oscar recognition for this, because this is definitely one of the strong roles performances, a lead actress performances I've seen of the year.
She definitely stood out. I mean, we see her portray Lucille Ball and, you know, not just play her, but we see how she commands not only just the set when she's filming, but also behind the scenes. She captured that essence of Lucille, knowing what comedy she's good at, what she wants for her show, and directing everybody, even the executive producer, who's like, "You work for me."
This movie was shocking to me because I did not know how much of an impact her character Lucy really did. I mean, let's be honest here. I was more shocked at the fact that how much creative control they had as just the lead actor and lead actress, both of them as a couple. And it's phenomenal how we didn't know anything about being on set, but it's like, dude, they brought us, the way this director really brought us in, Aaron Sorkin brought us in and really shaped us into this movie. And in that sense, though, you really fall for, like, dude, she is in command. She's almost rough. It's like having a rough coworker, and it's really, it's really like you're walking on eggshells in this film a lot, because it's like, dude, you don't want to overstep her, because if she's overstep her, oh man, you, once you get on the bad side of this woman, hell
which
no.
Which is
hell's
surprising freaking, because you got to realize the time.
Yeah.
The time period that she was very popular, this for was women. Happening.
And then also they mentioned a lot of the pregnancy thing, how women were not able to be pregnant on screen. That was shocking.
That was controversial. Yeah. So they wouldn't, it was ABC wouldn't allow
and,
her.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, look at this. There's Christian families watching this. And it's like, okay, I get that they're trying to use that Christian analogy
that,
there,
that was the,
but it's
the
like,
time.
But it's like not. It's not like she's not married. She was married to him. I mean,
it's just
it wasn't out of wedlock. It doesn't make any sense to me.
That was the
I
time.
Can understand if it's out of wedlock. That's understandable because it's like, oh crap, they don't want to say, oh she's married or she's pregnant without being married, which is fine. But
you also got to realize that at the time it wasn't just on screen, women had to maintain a certain decorum, but she was married to a Cuban. So at the time, communism was a big thing, and a lot of people were questioning him.
I didn't even know she was, and that's the thing too. In this trailer, we see that I didn't even know she was accused of being a communism. That was crazy. I was more shocking to me. I was like, "What?" I was like, "Where the?" Again, though, I didn't follow Lucy. I didn't watch. Obviously, this is past our time. I know you watched it a lot. I didn't watch any. I mean, I just knew, Lucy. Right? You just know the slogans
it's
from it.
The classic Lucy. I'm home.
Iconic. And
they showed some of those scenes. Yeah. Whenever that movie was going on, some of the scenes
I love that.
From the actual show that they recreated.
And the, yes, were that was in beautiful. That was amazing.
That was really cool.
J.K. Simmons comes in here and just like knocks it out of the park as a supporting role. He needs to be nominated for a supporting role in this movie. I felt like he really did a really great job, and I felt like he needs to get Oscar recognition here for it, because I really didn't think he was going to have that much screen time as much as he was in this movie. This runtime comes out to be 2 hours and 11 minutes. It doesn't really feel that way, per se. It goes by so freaking quick, and you really get lost in the whole situation of like, crap, what's coming next? What are they accusing Lucy of this? What are they accusing Lucy of this? And then also what they said about like... Cuban names, Jose Pedro. I was like, what the heck?
Spanish names. Latin names.
Wait, you mean Latin names, Spanish names. It's like you're walking on eggshells trying to explain, like, okay, we get it. It's just a funny, just different time era. I love the way the film was set up once again. The black and white setup was really beautiful. I love the camera angles in this movie. I love how we got a lot of insight to behind the scenes, like you already said as well. That was great. Seeing the foundation of an episode and seeing how Lucy really had so much, she had way more creative control than I thought she did. I'll be honest there. Like, Nicole Kidman really took this form, and like, she was Lucy, man. Like, she really comes in. There's this, a lot of these scenes of like, it's just a comedy, but she goes into very specific detail into what each scene, a table scene of like, just, it's just phenomenal just to see her really do what she does best, and that's being an actress. It's really beautiful.
It was great. I again, the cast was great. I know Javier Bardem did a really good job as Desi.
Yeah, he was good. Desi, yeah.
Charming, pulled it off. He was Desi, spot on. I loved the chemistry between them.
Yes,
to be honest, I really
good.
Did.
That was good.
It was very believable, Lucy and Desi. So I got to give both of them commendments because they did a really good job.
Yeah. Now, can this be nominated for Best Picture of the Year? Now, I mean, to be honest, there's a lot going on. There's a lot against it. But I don't know, man. It's going to be tough because, we got Licorice Pizza coming out, which is getting a lot of Oscar recognition, a lot of Golden Globes in there. Then we got Tick, Tick, Boom coming out that came out, which is getting a lot of Golden Globes. Again, this is the Golden Globes, right? It's not really Oscar worthy, but again, though, it's just you're seeing all these people getting ready for the award season. I kind of feel like it has to get some recognition, at least costume design for sure.
For the picture, Best Picture,
to get nominated.
I would say it's hard.
Yeah.
As far as the actors and actresses being nominated for Best Actress in the Academy Awards,
I think she
Awards,
should for sure.
I think Nicole Kidman should absolutely be for sure. I think they maybe have a better chance getting some Academy Awards as individuals instead of a big picture.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I agree with you there. I feel like she's going to get nominated as well.
I hope so.
Yeah.
She's a great.
she needs to get nominated. And again, J.K. Simmons, I feel like she'll get nominated for supporting role.
Yeah, he did have a bit. He played, was it Fred?
William.
Oh, okay. Yeah, William.
But that plays Fred in the
But you're right. He did have a surprising, slightly larger part than I thought he would. And he had some deep, touching moments. So I really commend him, too. He's always a great actor.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Like, even his supporting role, he was just so in tune with his character, in tune with just, like, you really feel for the guy. You really kind of understand him because he has this genuine moment. It's just his presence on screen is phenomenal. I loved it. I loved him as a supporting role. That's what really stuck out with me in this film. Was this the film that we deserved, Angela?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It was well done, but it also shed a light on, you know, such an iconic duo in television. They Crazy. Really made history. So yeah. I really like seeing a little bit more into their lives. And it was really interesting.
I was very shocked to see how many millions of people were watching this show and how, like, they would change. I remember they mentioned a fact that they were going to a grocery store. The grocery store would close on Mondays because everyone was watching I Love Lucy.
It was crazy to see how much of an impact the show had and these actors and actresses had on people's lives. It's really interesting to see
millions
that.
Of people. Millions of people there. And it's funny, too, because it's like you never know what happens in closed doors. And this is proven fact right here. Rating 1 out of 10. 10 being the highest, Angela. What do you give this rating?
I'm going to give it an 8 because I really enjoyed it. I really did. I think the whole cast did very well. It was well directed. It didn't bore me. It kept my interest the whole continuously throughout. For me, it didn't dip and lull or anything. So I thought it was very well done. So I think it deserves a solid 8.
I'm going to give it a solid 9, guys. Not solid 9 because it was very enjoyable. Nicole Kidman, just phenomenal. Her roles, I can't stop thinking about certain lines that came up to me that really stuck to me in that sense. And like J.K. Simmons in here just does a phenomenal job. Both of them really stuck out to me a lot in this movie. And this film was so well directed, man. It really, I loved how they gave us that little, you know, a little like, okay, Monday's rehearsal, and then they read off the script and they read off the rehearsal, then they go back to the creative writers and they figure it just it's an ongoing thing because everyone just thinks, oh, we're gonna start off boom. No, it's like it's a holy behind the scenes stuff that I really do love and I dig about, especially when they do stuff like this, any movie or film or TV show for this matter.
I think you just like seeing behind the scenes.
Oh yeah, I'm a sucker for that. So that's what really made me like this even more. But yeah, definitely Alamo City Movie Talk does recommend this movie, guys. Thank you so much for watching. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button, give us a thumbs up, you like a review, let us know in the comments down below. Maybe you hated this movie, put it on comments down below. Maybe you enjoyed it as much as we did, put it on comments down below, guys. Thank you so much. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D. You can call me Ryan680.
I'm Angela at That Cat Lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Thank you so much once again. Stay safe, San Antonio. Check y'all later.